Hi, Barbara. What's on your mind?
Well, I know colloidal silver is good for a lot of things, and I've been having I thought maybe it was allergy, but I think I have that too. But I have an infection in my sinuses, and I was wondering if that might get rid of it.
Well, the word is might. The word is might, just like you said, because colloidal, or another way of putting it that I think is a little tiny bit better, just me, is nanoparticulate, which points out that the particles are so doggone small, and that's very important for killing germs, can kill a number of germs, but it doesn't kill them all. I don't know of any one thing that does, unless we want to put Clorox up our noses, and that wouldn't be real good. So anyway, among the safe things, the nanoparticulate silver has a good chance of killing off infections, but if you haven't noticed any difference in a couple days' use, then it's best to move on to something else.
Yeah. I wanted to stay away from using antibiotics, and I thought I'd give this a whirl and see if that would work, you know?
Well, it's definitely worth a try, and we're all aware now of the hazards of antibiotics. They will kill the present infection most of the time, I won't say all the time. And in life-threatening emergencies, my goodness, perhaps we must use them. But on the other side of things, they really mess up the normal, and it's totally normal, it's been there ever since there's been people, microbial population of the intestines, and that can lead to all kinds of other problems over the years. So you're quite right to avoid them if you can. Now, just to let everybody know, even with some very, very serious infections, there is another technique. It's called ultraviolet blood irradiation that back in the 40s and 50s and even into the 1960s and 70s and 80s in Russia, but not over here, was found to be able to eliminate even life-threatening infections. And why this got tapered out of use in our country? In this case, it didn't happen to get suppressed by FDA. It just was replaced by antibiotics because, you see, it certainly is easier to take an antibiotic than to have blood irradiated with ultraviolet. It's easier. That's true. But the ultraviolet blood irradiation is now known to cause practically no complications at all, whereas antibiotics cause a lot of them. So back to you, Barbara. That wasn't your question. The nanoparticulate silver is one of the best things to try for now, yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, I always trust your opinion, and I like to listen to you every Saturday, and keep doing a good job.
Well, thank you, ma'am, and thank you for calling.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.